My guest at this time is Frank Macchiarola. He is the Downstream Group Director at the American Petroleum Institute. He joins us now to talk about some of the priorities that API is pursuing now that we're headed into a Trump administration in the next couple of months. And Frank, thanks very much for being with us.
Sure. Thanks for having me on, Greg.
Let's talk about the state of something that you've been very concerned about, and you've brought it to our attention a number of times, and that's the renewable fuel standard, and particularly the level of ethanol into the blend that the rule is currently trying to achieve and that you believe would be very, very damaging to the engines and potentially to the economy. First of all, refresh our listeners on what the RFS is and what the standard is that the government is currently pursuing.
Sure. The RFS is the Renewable Fuel Standard. It was a policy put in place a decade ago by Congress. And it requires the increased amounts of ethanol in the fuel mix each year. And it was set forth at a time that was very different from today. Back in 2007, the country was increasingly dependent on foreign oil. And we were also looking to become more energy secure and energy independent, and the policymakers thought that adding ethanol to the fuel mix would be a way to do it. What they didn't know was that we would have an American energy renaissance, that we'd be producing more and more because of the shale revolution here in the United States and the energy renaissance. We're now producing greater and greater amounts of oil and natural gas. We're the world's leading producer of oil and natural gas. At the same time, demand for energy has essentially flatlined. And so what you've seen is America become more energy secure over that time. And additionally, with the RFS, what you've seen is that we haven't had the kinds of advancements in so-called advanced ethanol, cellulosic and advanced ethanol. And the result is most of the ethanol that's used from the RFS is corn-based ethanol, which creates an issue because it potentially adds cost to the consumer, both through food and fuel. And it is in these higher ethanol blends above E10 are incompatible with the cars that we have on the road today. So the bottom line is the RFS is in a state of it's a mess, and it really needs to be fixed. And so what we're saying is with this new Congress, this new administration, the people spoke last week and they said they don't want overregulation. They want policies put in place that strengthen our economy, that strengthen our wage growth, that increase employment opportunities, that free up people to be able to spend their capital and to grow our economy. And on energy, they've said that they want to be energy secure. They want to use more of our domestic resources. And this RFS is right in line with what the voter is saying. These fixes to the RFS are right in line with what the voter has said.
What do you expect from this administration? Do you expect them to be pretty active on this early on? Do you expect that you'll need to try and twist their arm quite a bit? What's your take?
Look, we're gonna work hard to go to the administration and to make our case, as we've done in past administrations and as we've done on Capitol Hill. I think we're certainly encouraged by the fact that the president-elect understands that one of the key drivers to a strong economy is energy security. We're encouraged that the voter has spoken on that issue. I mean, survey after survey tells us that the American public is concerned about economic growth and believes that we need to be energy secure. Here at API, we're pushing for an all of the above strategy that uses our domestic resources to strengthen our energy security. We're certainly. With each new administration, we always believe that we have work to do to educate those new policymakers about our issues. But we think on this one, on the RFS, we think that there's a growing bipartisan group of policymakers who understand that the RFS needs to be fixed, and we believe that that RFS reform is consistent with the economic platform that this new administration set forth during the campaign.
We're talking with Frank Macchiarola of the American Petroleum Institute. And Frank, what other priorities do you have on the energy front? I know one of the frustrations with the Obama administration has been how difficult it's been to access federal land for energy exploration. Where's that on the agenda, and what else is on the agenda?
Well, I think what happened over the course of the Obama administration is that there was a lot of consolidated power within the administration. I think with the division in Congress and the stalemate between both parties in the House and Senate, I think the administration took that opportunity, if you will, to consolidate its power through greater regulatory, through a stronger regulatory agenda. For us in our industry, you know, we have 145 current regulations that directly impact the oil and natural gas sector. Whether it's issues related to public land and access, or issues related to the downstream, or issues related to air or water, or an issue like this, the RFS. It's a broad spectrum. And what we really would like to do is to have the new administration with a fresh set of eyes take a look at this regulatory onslaught that we've seen. And again, consistent with their message and principles that they stated during the campaign about the need for less burdensome regulations here in Washington, free up capital to be invested in the private sector, and the need for secure U.S. domestic energy production. We think all of those things are in line with a lot of those things are in line with what we stand for, what the oil and natural gas industry believes in. So we're going to be making our case across a wide range of issues.
Frank, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Absolutely. Happy to be with you.
Frank Macchiarola is the Downstream Group Director at the American Petroleum Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.